This is Ted Kennedy. To reduce federal spending, a good place to start is the notorious, vastly expensive Super Collider. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you have egg on your beautiful budget-cutting face. All year, you've been hollering about the deficit and pork barrel spending. But along comes a chance to strike a serious blow for fiscal responsibility, and you blow it instead. You voted for that $8 billion superconducting super collider, Al. It's a dream project for big science, but a nightmare for the budget. We can't afford to do everything, Al. At a time of serious, unmet domestic challenges and immense deficits, government can't afford the vast expenditures required for the super collider. It's already ballooned to twice the original cost. Foreign governments are backing out of supporting it. Hey there, big spender Simpson. If you can't say no to the super collider, Al, you'll bear responsibility for the super budget collision coming at us head on.
Big spender Simpson? You calling me that? You preaching on fiscal responsibility is one humongous farce. You vote always against the balanced budget amendment, and you liberals have declared 65% of the budget as off limits. Ted, when it comes to medical research, you are the biggest hypocrite of all. While you try to kill off super collider research that doctors claim will help to advance cancer diagnosis, give us painless mammograms and proton therapy, you also want to pump big bucks into research that is used for even rarer diseases. And Ted, the technology spin-offs here could potentially create millions of new jobs. But rather than technology spin-offs, you liberals prefer big-time bureaucratic rip-offs instead. Someday the only job will be a government job. That's really the liberal dream, isn't it, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on how the Democrats' defense hatchet job will throw over 1 million workers out on the streets. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.